Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Dumper Experience Part 1. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing Dumper Experience Part 1. So I'm going to be doing a series explaining the experience that a dumper goes through when they have implemented a breakup. So this is part one of the series. Please make sure you subscribe and ring the bell for notifications so you will be notified of my future content, which will include the further episodes in this mini-series. So let's get straight into this. And as I said, this is discussing the dumper experience after they've implemented a breakup. So first of all, it's important to say that I am having to generalize to some degree the experience. We are all human beings. We are all different. We are all unique. And every situation is slightly different. So this is a generalized, most common possibility of what a dumper would experience. Not every single dumper will experience every single precise thing that I explain in today's podcast and in the future episodes, but this is the most likely set of emotions, feelings, and experience that a dumper will go through during a breakup. So first of all, we need to understand, why does a dumper become a dumper? You know, a dumper isn't always a dumper. A dumper is part of a relationship, which if it is a relationship, then you're to assume it is, at least at some stage, at some point, it was a loving, romantic relationship. That is why two people are together, of course. And during this time, this particular person, as well as their partner, would have felt a high level of romantic, emotional attraction for one another. That is why they was in a romantic relationship. Now, for various potential reasons, this level of romantic emotional attraction would have slowly but surely dipped. Occasionally, there could have been something that happened which made it dip quite suddenly. As I said, every situation is different, but what we do know is that for somebody to become a dumper, then the level of romantic emotional attraction needs to have dipped significantly. So once this level has plummeted to a certain low point, this particular person will decide to end a relationship, and they decide to end a relationship because at that moment, they no longer want to be in a romantic relationship with their partner, with their former partner, the now dumpee. This person who is now the dumper does not want to be in a relationship with them anymore, certainly not a romantic relationship. Depending how low this level of romantic emotional attraction has plummeted will depend on how the dumper deals with the actual breakup and what they are putting on the table. It is possible the dumper might still feel a relatively high level of feeling for somebody who wants to end a romantic relationship, and hence at this stage and in this situation, they will offer platonic friendship. So if you are a dumpee and at the time of a breakup, your dumper said to you, I would still like to be friends, then what you can take from that is that the level of romantic emotional attraction dipped to the friendship level, however, it didn't dip further. Okay, so you know that they are still wanting to spend time with you in some degree, but due to the situations that have taken place, they no longer feel romantically attracted to you. Now, as a dumpee, I never suggest you accept a platonic friendship if you still have romantic feelings for somebody, or even if it's somebody brand new. If you have romantic feelings for somebody, you should not accept a platonic friendship. It will only hurt you. Okay, that doesn't mean you should be rude, that doesn't mean you should be disrespectful, angry, bitter, or somebody who throws it back in their face. You know, you need to be respectable, you need to be respectful, and you need to be polite. In particular, if you want to try to get your ex back, you certainly don't want to be making things worse by really starting to cause a scene. But you can be respectable and you can say, look, I will always see you as more than a friend. and therefore I don't think we should have an active friendship because of that. You know, if you ever want to chat, then please get in touch. But you need to know, at this moment, I will always see you as more than a friend, so I can't just accept friendship. You know, you've got to be chilled, you've got to be relaxed, you've got to be polite, you've got to stay emotionally centered and show a high level of emotional self-control, else the dumper is very unlikely to want to reconnect in the future. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, but if you do everything right as the dumpy, then you stand every chance of one day in the future, the level of romantic emotional attraction growing in the dumper's mind for the dumpy once more, and at that stage, if it hits a certain high point, they will then contact the dumpy, and the dumpy has the potential opportunity to regrow the relationship. But I digress. Today, we are discussing the dumper experience. We are focusing on part one of the dumper experience. As I said, this is a mini series. There will be future episodes. So please make sure you subscribe and ring that bell for notifications, because in the near future, I will be dropping other podcasts. I will be doing live streams as well. But amongst that, I will be doing part two of the dumper experience. And if you really enjoy what I'm getting through in this mini series, then of course, you want to be hearing every single episode so you get the full picture of what most dumpers will go through during a breakup, their experience, their feelings, and their thoughts. So, the dumper has ended the relationship. The dumper has decided that they can no longer be in a romantic relationship with their former partner, the now dumpee, because the level of romantic emotional attraction has dipped to a low point. And in most instances, the dumper does not want to hurt the dumpy. In most instances, the dumper does not want to hurt the dumpy. They do not want them to go through any pain whatsoever because they are still caring for them at some level. At some point, they are still going to have some affection because of a connection that they once had. So the dumper is unlikely to want to cause the dumpy pain. And hence, when the dumper is considering ending the relationship, when they're at that stage where they have made their decision, but they have not quite yet actually ended the relationship, the dumper is likely to experience some mental turmoil in their mind. Because if the dumper doesn't want to hurt the dumpy's feelings, the dumper is thinking to themselves, well, look, I know full well when I end this relationship, it is going to cause the dumpy a lot of upset, but I don't want to upset them. I don't want to be causing them this type of pain. And hence, during this period of time when the decision has been made, but before the action has been taken, the dumper will be going through some emotional turmoil. They'll be thinking, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. I don't know what the best course of action is. I don't want to be in a romantic relationship anymore, but I don't want to work the dumpy. What can I do? And they will start to feel that stress and that anxiety. Eventually, it will get to the stage where the dumper really thinks to themselves, look, there's no option because if I don't do this, I'm going to remain unhappy. And in some instances, you will know people who stay in relationships when they don't really want to, and they do become very unhappy indeed. And that is where sometimes affairs take place, where somebody decides to stay in a relationship even though they don't want to, even though the level of romantic emotional attraction is really, really low now. They might decide to stay in a relationship, possibly because they have children together, or there might be another reason. As I said, they just don't want to hurt their partner. They don't want to hurt the soon-to-be dumpy, and hence they will kind of try to work through this relationship, and if it doesn't grow the level of romantic emotional attraction once more, this is when they are susceptible to have an affair, even if they are the type of person who never ever thought they could ever have an affair. These type of things can cause the mindset to do crazy things, and that is where sometimes an affair will take place. In most instances, though, the dumper will get to that stage where they think, you know, I do have to end this relationship. I know it's going to hurt the dumpy. I don't want to hurt them, but I've got to do it. You know, I've got to put myself first here. We only have one life, and I'm going to be very, very unhappy if I don't do this. So they will grit their teeth and they will end the relationship. Now, whether they do this in person, whether they do this over the phone, whether they do this via a message, it is never a great way for it to be done, okay? There is not a good way for it to be done. The dumpy, in the vast majority of instances, is going to be very, very hurt. And in a lot of instances, is going to be very, very shocked. Most dumpees do not see the dumping taking place. They just do not see it coming. They are blindsided by it, and it is a horrific shock. However, there are ways the dumper could do this, which are a little less painful than others, particularly maybe if they actually have a face-to-face discussion and really let the dumpy speak and ask questions. That might be something that gives the dumpy a little bit more clarity, potentially. But whatever happens, it is going to be likely to be very painful for the dumpy. So with the dump and not wanting to hurt the dumpy, once this has actually taken place, once the dumping has happened, once the action has been actioned, the dumper will likely feel a large sense of relief because they didn't want to hurt the dumpy and it's been playing on their mind, and now they have taken that step, they have taken that action, and it's almost like a sigh of relief. It's almost a feeling of like, well, the worst is over. I've actually done this. I've climbed over the top of that mountain and now it is hopefully going to get a bit easier for me. So when the dumper does the dumping, when they take the action, when they end the relationship, the dumper will generally feel a lot of relief. Now, depending on the actual breakup itself and the relationship, which of course preceded it, the dumper might even start to feel euphoric. The dumper might actually feel very, very happy. They're not only feeling relief, they might be feeling ecstatic. Now, I know as a dumpy, you do not want to be hearing this, but this is the truth. You know, I tell you the truth. I tell you the most likely set of events to take place, and this is the reality. The dumper made the decision to end the relationship based on their feelings. The level of romantic emotional attraction has dipped to a very low point. They then really, really did not want to hurt the dumpy's feelings, and they started to feel concerned about it. It no doubt stressed them out. And once they decided to finally take that action, it is a sense of relief. And in some instances, depending how the relationship was and the breakup, how it actually took place, they might feel euphoric, they might feel delighted, they might feel ecstatic and excited about what their future potentially holds in front of them. You have to understand, as a dumpy, you need to consider the fact that the dumper is feeling that they no longer want to be in the relationship. They don't feel it's right for them. And at this particular moment, in part one of this mini series, these initial feelings will come across as very excitable. They will start to be considering all the potentials that are out in front of them to experience single life. And at this moment in time, single life feels exciting. Now, as you will find out from the latter episodes of this mini-series, this is not necessarily how it is going to last into the future. So please make sure you check these later episodes out when I record them and drop them. Because the important thing is to remember that these are just individual elements. Part one is part one. If you are a dumpy and you're listening to this, please don't get overly stressed, okay? When part two and part three get released, there is a lot more potential for where the dumpy will start to understand how they stand every opportunity of one day getting their ex back, if they even want to by that point. But during this moment, during this first initial podcast of the mini series, during this part one, I have to tell you the truth. And the truth is that the dumper is likely feeling euphoric. They're likely feeling excited for the future as a single person. And this is when they might start to do things like go out more, go to parties, meet up with new people, have short-term relationships possibly. You know, this is when a dumpy might hear rumors about their ex. They might see stuff on social media. I always advise a dumpy not to check their ex's social media. It will never help you in any single way because it is likely to cause you confusion and pain. In particular, during this first initial phase, part one, the dumper is probably going to be really enjoying single life. It's like the honeymoon period. They're doing things for the first time possibly ever, or if not for a long time. Going out, having what they deem as fun, doing different things, mixing with different people, possibly, as I said, having short-term relationships. If they get with somebody straight after a breakup, it is unlikely to become a long-term relationship. The most likely instance of this is that it will be a rebound and it will be short-term. But it might happen, and it could even develop long-term. We never know. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back or to know what exactly is to happen in the future, but this is the likely set of events. After a breakup, a dumper will likely feel relieved. They will likely feel more relaxed. They will then become more happy in their mindset, possibly even ecstatic and euphoric. And they will begin to go through this honeymoon period of being single and enjoying single life. This is when they might be going out more, going to parties, mixing with new people and having potential relationships with new people. Most likely, though, short term. If a dumpy starts to message her ex, contact her ex, contact the dumper, this is likely to annoy the dumper. The dumper is thinking to themselves, look, I've ended the relationship. I'm now trying to push forward. And this is really starting to frustrate me. If a dumpy does this, they stand a big chance of getting blocked. And this is not what you want to do. You need to leave the lines of communication open. And the main way to do this is not to get blocked. Do not hassle your ex. Do not hassle the dumper. What is interesting, though, is even though on the outside, the dumper does not want to hear from a dumpy, on the inside, the dumper will be subconsciously, probably not even knowing, subconsciously feeling like they expect the dumpy to contact them and reaffirm their value, because the dumper has put themselves on a pedestal by ending the relationship, by making a decision that the dumpy had no say in. The dumper is positioning themselves as a higher level. They are positioning themselves as higher value and placing the dumpy as lower value. And subconsciously, the dumper will be expecting the dumpy to contact them, even though it will annoy them, will expect the dumpy to contact them and reaffirm their value as the higher person. This is why if a dumpy does not contact their ex, if a dumpy uses my version of a no contact rule, which you can find in my other podcasts, please subscribe and check those out. If a dumpy does this and implements this, there is every possibility it will surprise and shock the dumper and really confuse them as to why the dumpy is not reaffirming their value. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast and understand that this is only part one of a three-part series that I'm planning on doing on the dumper experience. Please subscribe and ring that bell so you're notified of my future podcasts, live streams, and in particular, when I do the next part of this mini-series, The Dumper Experience. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.